Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
With less than 5 weeks to go before Election Day, the latest polls suggest the race for governor in Massachusetts is a two-person contest between the Democrat incumbent Deval Patrick and the Republican challenger Charles Baker. Where does that leave the independent candidate, Timothy Cahill? As WBUR's Anthony Brooks reports, despite one of the toughest weeks of his campaign, Cahill is vowing to press on.
So just how tough has it been for Tim Cahill lately? Two top campaign staffers walked out. First, John Weaver, who helped John McCain win the New Hampshire primary 10 years ago, quit, saying Cahill can't win and that he'll only hurt Baker and help reelect Patrick. The next day, his campaign manager stepped down. Meanwhile, the latest polls show Cahill running a distant third, and yet Cahill is carrying on.
I feel good. I mean, the numbers really haven't changed dramatically for the last 6 months for any of us.
Being mired in third place might be discouraging to some, but Cahill says he still believes that he's within striking distance, and he dismisses the departure of Weaver as no big deal.
Weaver was not a very active part of the campaign, so it's not a great loss to us. And he was advocating a strategy which we didn't think was a good strategy nor an effective strategy, which was attack one of the other candidates. For me, anyway, it's never been about reelecting Patrick or hurting Baker. It's about giving people a third choice because they are sick and tired of the party system.
To some, it might be admirable that Cahill rejected advice to go on the attack. To others, it might seem naive, especially after the way he was hammered last spring by a series of attack ads from the Republican Governors Association.
Beacon Hill's a mess. Tim Cahill's making it worse. With Cahill running the lottery, costs have
skyrocketed. Then, Cahill was running a close second behind Governor Patrick, but his campaign never seemed to recover from the attacks. Political observers say third-party candidacies are usually a long shot, especially in Massachusetts, where the two parties remain so entrenched, and especially in this race, with national Republican forces engaged in an effort to knock off one of the nation's most liberal governors.
Hand it over to the treasurer if you want.
But the Cahill campaign seems a world away from such concerns. Earlier this week, in his role as state treasurer, Cahill presented a giant check to the Martin Middle School in North Attleboro for a new roof. Then, as a candidate, he headed to an editorial board meeting at the Sun Chronicle in Attleboro to ask for the paper's support.
And I would love your endorsement just like I would love the votes of everyone in this room and everyone in this state.
The board members listened courteously, even if they seemed skeptical that Cahill could win.
Having owned a restaurant for 12 years has taught me a few things. You see a tomato, I see a profit. You see a back door.
But the Cahill campaign still has about $2 million in the bank, enough to stay on the air for the next few weeks with political ads like this.
Tim Cahill, a different direction for different results.
And Cahill says plenty of voters are unhappy with the two major parties. He says that's why neither Patrick nor Baker is polling much above 40%.
And they're still very close, if not below the threshold, of actually being able to win this race, which tells me that people still haven't made up their minds. And that's why I don't want to give up, because I don't think people want me to give up.
And so are you saying you're in it until November 2nd, no matter what?
Yeah, that's what I've been saying from day one. Nobody's cast a ballot yet. For me to walk away because some polls say that I can't win, I think would be defeating the purpose.
Cahill says his purpose is to be a winner. Absent a political miracle, he might have to settle on being a spoiler. For WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks.